This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Meek. Now more than 297,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections is more than 4.3 million people. In the United States, more than 84,000 people have died, and the number of infections is nearly 1.4 million. A government whistleblower says that America faces the darkest winter in modern history unless leaders act decisively to prevent a rebound of the coronavirus. Immunologist Dr. Rick Bryant alleges he was ousted from a senior post at the Department of Health and Human Services after opposing widespread use of malaria drug touted by President Donald Trump for COVID-19. Bryant is testifying to a House committee on Thursday that the nation's window of opportunity is closing and stronger federal action is needed to oversee testing, procure needed supplies, and double down on safety messages. Mr. Trump is urging states to reopen their economies. Moscow is investigating the safety of a Russian-made medical ventilator after six people died and two hospital fires reported to involve the machines. A number of the machines have been sent to the United States, though they've yet to be used. According to a local lawyer, five people died at St. George's Hospital in St. Petersburg Tuesday after a ventilator burst into flames on the ward. A similar fire caused by the same model ventilator also killed one person in a hospital in Moscow Saturday. The state healthcare regulator said in a statement that it was suspending the use of the Aventa M ventilator in Russia for all machines manufactured after April 1st. It is not clear, however, how many machines that suspension will actually cover. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending the $3 trillion price tag on Democrats' pandemic relief package as what's needed to confront the villainous virus and economic collapse. Pelosi told the Associated Press in a Wednesday interview that the American people are worth it. The White House has called the Democratic proposal unserious. President Trump said that it's dead on arrival. It is headed for a House vote Friday, but the Senate says it won't consider more aid until June. Pelosi had just one message for President Trump saying, tell the truth, and that this is the biggest disaster for the country has ever faced. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Wednesday that the deaths of 144 healthcare workers and 131 social care workers had been reported as involving COVID-19. The United Kingdom's total COVID-19 death toll exceeds 40,000, by far the worst yet reported in Europe. Johnson paid tribute to 47-year-old rail worker who died on April 5th after having previously been spat on by a man who said that he had the new coronavirus. The PM also said that increasing rates of infection in other countries, which have relaxed some rules to tackle the coronavirus outbreak, was a warning to Britain not to move too fast. Johnson said that he did not want to see crowding on public transport after images of crowded buses in London were published on the first day of a gradual easing of the lockdown against the coronavirus. The United States publicly threatened on Wednesday to trigger a return of all United Nations sanctions on Iran if the UN Security Council does not extend an arms embargo on Tehran that is due to expire in October under the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, confirmed the strategy 2 weeks after a U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the United States had told Britain, France, and Germany of its plan. Hook wrote in the Wall Street Journal that one way or another, Washington would ensure the arms embargo remains. He said the United States has drafted a Security Council resolution and will press ahead with diplomacy and build support. Hundreds of protesters gathered in shopping malls across Hong Kong Wednesday, mocking Chief Executive Carrie Lam on her 63rd birthday. Police officers pushed back crowds using pepper spray and made at least one arrest in the latest sign that the social unrest is returning to the city after wide-scale protests dominated Hong Kong last year. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.